Today's homily is brought to you by the letter H. H for hospitality. In our first reading from the book of Genesis, we hear that Abraham offers hospitality to three strangers. Now, if you pay close attention to the reading, it begins with God appeared to Abram as he sat under the tree. How does God appear to Abram? Like a trinity of visitors. Abram could have let them walk by, but he didn't. He invites them to come, stay a while. He offers them water for their feet, food for their bellies, rest for their bodies. Because, as the reading tells us, it was in the heat of the day. And so he offered them to share his tree, which offered shade. That is a mark of hospitality. And Abram did not just offer that to strangers. He offered it to God. Though he did not realize any of this, the reality is, when you serve strangers, when you serve others, you serve the Lord. In today's gospel, we hear that Jesus makes his way to a village. We know that village is called Bethany. And in Bethany, he meets Martha and Mary. Now, eventually, Jesus, Martha, and Mary become close friends. But at this point, they've only recently met. And maybe they're not expecting Jesus to stop by. But they, too, offer him hospitality. And though they may have thought that he was the Messiah, and though they may have heard about this great preacher from Galilee, they had no concept that Jesus was the Son of God, God himself. So once again, we have people who unintentionally, inadvertently, unexpectedly offer hospitality to visitors, and thereby offer hospitality to God. That's the model, the example presented to us in today's readings. I can't help but think about the news. And in the news recently, we've been hearing a lot about visitors, about strangers, about guests, about immigrants, about people who are looking for hospitality. The scriptures suggest to us one way of treating these visitors. How do we treat them? With kindness, with compassion, with mercy, with welcome, with food, with shelter, with clothing? Or do we treat them in some other way? These scriptures would urge us to consider, how do we as a people, whether individually or as a nation, welcome those who are among us? It's not about whether they're here legally or not. It's not about whether they're worthy or not. It's not about whether we know them or not. The fact is, they're here. They're in front of us. They're passing by our tent. They're coming to our homeland. Shall we just let them pass by? Or do the scriptures urge us to treat them with the same mercy with which we would want to be treated if we were walking through the desert on a hot day and found a beautiful tree under which to sit? Or if we were walking from Jerusalem to Bethany and needed some water for our feet? How would we want to be treated if we were visitors and foreigners and guests? He gave them water for their feet. He gave them food for their bellies. He gave them shelter from the shade. The scriptures lay this example right before us. Shall we do any less?